Hi, my name is Julie Savard. I worked at Vancouver General Hospital for 2 years on a transplant unit. And the accident happened early January of this past year. I was drawing blood from a patient. And as I was putting the needle in the sharps container, the needle got stuck in my finger, went completely through my finger. And I immediately removed the needle, put it in the sharps container, removed my gloves, washed my hands to try to get rid of the blood. There was, there was some blood. And the patient had heard that I had poked myself, and the patient had told me that he had indeed hepatitis C. And so immediately, things run through your mind, questions, concerns, did I have it? Did I not have it? What if I do have it? What happens then? Just, you know, tons and tons of questions. So that day I went to the emergency department, got some blood work done, and even just waiting for the results can be quite worrisome. You're just, you know, constantly thinking about that. And I had talked it over with my husband of the possibility that I could get this and what the implications are. And 2 weeks later, first test results came back negative, saying that I didn't have any antibodies. But 2 weeks after that, so January 31st, I got a call at work, and they told me that I had seroconverted to hepatitis C, which means that I contracted the virus. And you don't really think it could happen. You hear about it, and you, I was just couldn't believe that it was me, and there's such a stigma attached to hepatitis C. And called my husband, and we talked about it later at home, and all of that implications. Who do you tell? Who do you not tell? How it affects us. We wanted to start a family this year, and there's this 5% chance of it being transmitted to the baby. So do we go that route or not? And so lots of questions. And I also work on a transplant department, so I know what clients who have hepatitis C go through, and what happens when you have a liver transplant, and how it affects your life entirely, and affects your families. And so just a lot of that went through our minds. And even in terms of treatments, I'd briefly worked with clients who had hepatitis C and went through treatments, and the treatments are extremely hard on your body. The treatments are for a year, roughly, and they cost up to $20,000, so quite expensive, and a lot of people stop the treatments because they're so hard on the body, so they'd rather just live with the virus than go through the treatment. So all of that kind of plays into a factor, and that's kind of my story. That's where we were at.